Hello and welcome to a very special bonus extended edition of an I Used to Like This One episode. Today's episode is talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but what I am doing is, you know how DVDs sometimes have those bonus extended editions where a director introduces the movie up at the beginning? That's exactly what I'm doing here. Today's movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we had my son on, Chris Wells, and we had such a great conversation going that really ultimately had nothing to do with the episode itself. I wanted to include it, but couldn't figure out a way to put it into the edit. So, if you are listening to this episode, what you are listening to is the conversation that we were having when we first hit record, but before we actually got into the episode. And what you want to do is listen to this episode and then immediately follow it up with the actual Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles episode. And then presto, you've made your own extended edition. Cool, huh? Confused yet? I don't know. I think this is a podcast first. I'm very excited to try this out. So listen to this episode, our fun banter, because we had a good time, and then immediately follow it up with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, the episode. I hope you enjoy.
It's so cool that they definitely triggered something.
Nice.
Yeah, he could probably hear you better if you talk into the mic.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah, he and I are going to get matching tattoos in a few weeks.
That's sweet.
Yeah, because when I dropped him off at school, every day when I dropped him off at school, I would say, "Have a wicked awesome day." So we're both getting "Have a wicked awesome day" tattooed on ourselves. Yeah, he's going forearm. I'm still sticking with covering it up. So I'm going like bicep.
So I want more tattoos.
They're fun.
Although it's like, I feel like lately I'm being too picky. I think I just need to go for it.
Yeah, just find something cool. At the end of the day, as long as you think the design is cool, you don't really need like a story behind it. That's what I think, at least. Yeah. If you look down and it makes you smile whenever you do see it, it was worth it.
Yeah, like I think, like I like both of my tattoos, but sometimes I'm like, I wish I would have put more like thought into, like because I've always wanted sleeves.
Oh yeah.
And I wish I would have just been like, I want a sleeve. Make me an entire sleeve, mm-hmm. and then like gone, and then just like slowly like got it finished as the years went by. Whereas I was kind of like, well, you know, maybe I'll just get piece by piece, which I think is another way to do it, but
yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I don't know.
You could work your way down your arm from your Justice League.
Okay.
You know, like I know a guy he's got this full sleeve and it's this Armageddon scene, like big fucking mushroom cloud on his shoulder, skulls and everything, but they're all Disney characters.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good.
It's an amazing sleeve. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, the sleeve just seems so daunting. Yeah, I'm just gonna do every design I think is cool. I'll just get it or whatever and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I had a friend who started with like literally just a forearm, like a wrist tattoo basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she slowly just like added to it like piece by piece, and by the time it became like a full arm sleeve and it looked wicked.
Oh yeah.
So I'm hoping that maybe one day I can do the same, but god, it's so expensive too. But
oh it, yeah, it's a bit. But if you get a good enough artist too and show him what you're already working with, I'm sure he'll be able to incorporate it.
Well, and Chris is only doing black and white, like he's only doing stencils basically.
I got color on the lightsaber.
Your lightsaber is
lightsaber is green.
It's not like ours. I mean, Collins is bigger than mine, and he's got Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman on one shoulder.
The big three.
Yeah, that was the one thing that like kind of drew us together. Is I saw that one day at rehearsal, and I'm like, Superman tattoo. So that was my nerdy intro to him.
Yeah, I think if I mean, like you said, like I don't hate either of my tattoos. They both, I still like them, but I always tell people, like, when they ask me about tattoos, I'm like, you forget about them pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't, like, I don't notice them at all, really. Like, they just become, like, a part of you. Yeah. Whenever somebody's like, well, I don't know if I, and I'm always like, yeah, you won't. You'll just kind of, like, be, you'll be reminded whenever somebody else points it out, basically.
Exactly, yeah. The first tattoo I got was, like, 3-4 years ago, and then I've gotten, like, 3 or 4 within the last 4 months, and yeah, those four, the only reason they're still fresh in my mind is because they're basically still healing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know an elf, I told someone that, or someone told me, oh, hey, I like your tattoo. And then I'm like, oh, shit, what arm are you looking at? Like,
yeah, totally.
You know, I'm stoked on them. I think they're fun. I got the Robin R for the rad, and then the D is the Mad Magazine D for the rad.
Nice. I noticed the Robin. That's kind of like, I've always wanted to, like, my sleeve idea is basically for one of them to just be all of my childhood cartoons. So, like, I want to get, like, a Power Rangers Lightning Bolt. I want, I want to do some sort of Ninja Turtles thing. I was thinking, like, a shell with all the weapons.
Ooh,
and then I want to get, like a Batman the Animated Series something. I don't know what I want from that yet.
He-Man or Transformers in there?
Yeah. I'll get a He-Man, Transformers, Beast Wars, all that stuff.
Nice.
Animaniacs.
Nice.
Pinky
nice.
In the Brain, yeah. Dexter's Lab, all that stuff. But
nice.
Yeah, I have a feeling by the time I'm done with tattoos, I'm gonna have like 5 different Batman tattoos.
Yeah.
Because I want the Batman the Animated Series Batman, but I also want, like, there's just other artists and, like, other, I don't know, just think, like, just Batman related things that I want. Like, well, I want a bat symbol, like just a bat symbol tattoo, even though I already have a Batman tattoo.
This guy has started collecting Lego, but exclusively Batman Lego.
Yes,
so
I've
now there's like all this Batman, all these Batmobiles sitting around downstairs.
It's terrible. Don't get into it. I got the Batwing. It's like $350.
I'm gonna take one of those out one day when I take laundry down there. You know, one of yeah. those Batmobiles is crashing to the floor.
The Batmobiles are pretty sturdy. I am worried about the Batwing.
The Batwing might come crashing down too.
Yeah, I've got it like mounted to the wall right now because it comes with like a mounting yeah. hardware Lego piece.
Nice. I was at the Lego store a couple months ago, and I think it was right around the time we recorded the Batman the Movie
mm-hmm.
podcast, and I saw they had the 69 mm-hmm. or the 66 Lego Batmobile.
Just got
and
that,
it was
man.
So affordable. It was like $30. I was like, I should just buy this.
I went on Facebook Marketplace. I got it for $20, and it was brand new in the box.
I bet you we talked to the same guy because I also did. He was he selling 3 different Batmobiles? Because
he was selling
I
a almost whole bunch of stuff. Yeah,
yeah. I almost bought it from somebody on Facebook Marketplace too, but I kind of was just like I just know where this ends. Like when I start collecting stuff, it's just. Money gets thrown into a hole, and I don't know.
That's why
I just need to stop.
I've stuck to the Batman. I feel like if I had started with a Star Wars, there's no stopping ever. There's
well,
so
yeah, like,
many Star
yeah.
Wars sets.
Yeah,
it's
Colin hasn't had a chance to see any of this yet.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, he hasn't seen my random shit, but he's got a great shelf down in his basement.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, I don't know if you can see. Let's see, where are they? In the back, you can kind of see my life-size Captain America and Thor,
oh,
Thor
yeah.
bus over there.
Oh, yeah, I see those, yeah. Those are fun.
But I just actually went and picked up a whole bunch of stuff from my parents' place. I ended up selling them, but I had the full collection of Batman the Animated Series action figures.
Oh, nice.
And I sold them all, like all the villains, all the heroes, and I just sold them all and just kept one of the Batman, and the Batmobile because it's sweet. And then I have all my, I had like the four, my four original Ninja Turtles action figures from like the 80s.
Yeah.
They're not the ones I had when I was a kid, because those got destroyed, but I found them at like a garage sale a few years back.
Nice, nice. Well, okay, let's talk Ninja Turtles. So I've got March 30th, 1990, and I am recording on anything I need to be recording on.
So am I.
I am all right. As well.
Okay. The date is March 30th, 1990, and we're watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie. Welcome to I Used to Like This One.